Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to another Eurovision Jukebox Jury. Hello, yes, it's Ewan Spence here, and welcome to another of the Eurovision Song Contest podcasts. Unofficial, of course, but giving you your best guide to all the songs, the razzmatazz, the behind the scenes, and the questions and answers of the Grand Prix Song Contest in Europe. It is another Jukebox Jury as we continue our listen to all 40 songs that try to enter into the Eurovision Song Contest this year, even given the mess that Ukraine made of their selection process. Joining me now, we have another two judges ready to bring their views onto the cream of Europe's song. First of all, we have broadcaster and comedian Bruce Devlin.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Bruce, very big name up on the Edinburgh Festival Fringe with your Devlin's Daily Chat show.
And now with Scottish Television's The Hour, presenter of that. So yes, if you're in Scotland, you should know who I am.
We also have a leading author in Scotland of Lynn McCrossan.
Yes, hello, thank you for having me. I love a bit of Eurovision.
Now, the book isn't out just yet.
No. It comes out in August. We're having a big launch at a little festival called Vintage at Goodwood's that Wayne Hemingway has organised. So I'm really excited about that.
And we will have links both to Bruce and Lynn's website back on the website, which you can easily find at bit.ly/UNESC. Bruce, I mean, it's such a cliche that every gay man must love Eurovision. You're not the biggest Eurovision devotee, are you?
Well, first of all, how dare you assume I'm gay? But no, that it doesn't really bother me either way, sort of thing, if you see what I mean. I don't fit a lot of the stereotype, actually. Don't believe in a clean house, don't believe in Eurovision. I'm semi-interested, but it's not a focal point of my calendar.
Do you have any strong memories of the contest, though?
The only one that I remember is Dana International, the Israeli, purely because it was a transsexual. And I actually liked the song.
I loved that song, too. That's one of my leading Eurovisions, actually. I thought she was so beautiful. I was gutted when I found out she was a man. How am I ever going to look that good?
Well, X-Man.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, you're right.
But enough of Eurovision's past. We're on to Eurovision's future. The contest itself, semi-finals, are on the 25th and 27th of May. The grand final is on the 29th of May. We're going to take our first of our jury picks. This is a song from Manga in Turkey, and We Could Be the Same.
Right, I love Z's this one. I think this one's probably my favourite out of the weakest bunch. I don't know if anybody knows this. They won an MTV Europe Music Award in 2009. So I think that puts them in a higher pedigree than most that are going to be performing. What do you think about that, Mr. Devlin?
Well, didn't they say the same about Lulu, that they thought she was going to be of a higher pedigree when she was an entrant? And I don't think necessarily receiving some regional MTV Music Award actually does anything for it. It's a wee bit shouty.
Do you think so? Are you not into that? Have you seen the video for this? They're wearing gas masks. That scares me.
I think that's maybe something to do with a dig at volcanic ash or China.
Right.
Or China. Well, we're probably going to come into the volcanic ash later. Turkey, of course, has a strong love of the contest, and it's another year where they've sent a much more modern sounding act, except rather than a couple of years ago when Morve Esti came along, they've taken the song and they've put more Turkish embellishment in it. There's a more countryfied feel. Apologies to John Craven for making up the word countryfied. But what do you think of its chances actually in the contest?
I'm not quite sure of this because I think it sounds a little bit too mainstream, and by mainstream I mean rubbish. So I don't think it's going to work for Eurovision. They like their happy clappy bizarre tunes.
I think they either like a ballad or a decent pop song. I don't think they like that. I think that's too, I'm loath to use the word edgy because I don't actually know what it means, but I think it's got too a hard sound.
To be fair to them, they are probably one of the best bands or acts that are in the competition this year that have been styled properly. Lovely white suits that they had on, actually pretty bang on trend for guys this season, but that's irrelevant because it's a music competition.
That is irrelevant. However, I would say there are quite high production values on that.
So are we going to go for hit, miss or maybe from you, Bruce?
It's a no for me. In terms of winning, it's a no for me. It just won't happen.
See, I think that they might get a couple... Hey, you! We might get a couple of sympathy votes from around about the Turkish neighbourhood. So I think this is a maybe.
I'm actually going to say, I actually think this is a hit, and I think this is going to be top five this one.
No.
I mean, there are also reasons. One, of course, is Turkey has a large emigrant population, which means it's guaranteed a lot of votes. The song itself is easily accessible. It's got a lot of rhythm. And if you listen very carefully to the later remixes of it, there is an obvious point which just says we're going to put off a lot of pyrotechnics here. So in my mind, I think this is going to have a strong performance. It has a memorable song with a good rhythm. So I'm going to go for a hit on that one. Okay. And we're going to have all three there for a hit, and a miss, and a maybe from that one from Turkey. We're going to head on now, and we're going to head over now to Feminem, which is just as puntastic as it sounds. It's Lako Jesve from Croatia. Eminem there with their second appearance at the Eurovision Song Contest. Do you think they're going to do any better than their first time there?
I would like to think so. I mean, it's not my bag, but they clearly can sing. I think you have to give kudos to that sort of thing. And what were you saying, Lynn, that they were all Pop Idol contestants?
Yes, well, they're their version of Pop Idol. They're kind of like, I kind of think that they're the Croatian version of Atomic Kitten. So lots of hair extensions, lots of chiffon flowing, and not that great on talent, but credentials pretty good.
Do you think then if they are like Atomic Kitten, one will be lost to substance abuse, leave, they'll have to recast, all this kind of stuff?
And then MTV will commission a telly show surrounding that person. That would be great.
Oh, that would be highly original and interesting. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to say on that, because it's quite boring, although the vocal performances are sterling, I'm going to say again, it's a maybe. That's the kind of stuff that they enjoy, I think, that seems to do well each year. You always think, my God, that's boring, and it's done really well.
I know that when this comes up, it's going to be a long 3.5 minutes, because you just think, what can they do on stage to perform?
And they stand around in white flowing dresses and look like Enya.
Yeah,
Of course. Yeah, I think it'll be quite mythical. Maybe set in a beach, them holding conches, trying to hear the it'll be all about their thought, because I don't think they have more than one. It'll be the thought they have in their head on the night.
Yes, a joint in unison. Mm. But no, I'm not a big ballad gal anyway, so I don't think, for me, ballads, A, should be allowed in, and B, I don't think you should let people in that have had more than one go at it. I mean, this is their second bash at this.
Do you think it really matters?
No, I do.
Do you think it matters that they're doing it for Croatia this time, and the last time they were doing it for Bosnia and Herzegovina?
That makes it even worse! Actually,
they're doing it for themselves. They're not doing it for any bloody country, let me tell you.
So what are we doing for the sisters then? Hit, miss, or maybe?
Maybe.
Get them off.
But other than that, I have to say, I think this is a miss as well. It doesn't go anywhere. They're not going to have an interesting stage. It's going to be three of them on stage. They're going to have to rely on swish camera moves, maybe a little bit of dry ice. You know, the only country that can actually make dry ice and only blue light work is Estonia, and they played that card last year. So I think for me, this is a miss as well. If you want to make up your opinions on all the songs, you can either go to the official Eurovision YouTube channel, which has all the videos and songs up there, or you can pick up the double CD from most of the leading online stores. You can click back on our website and get through to the Amazon double CD as well, and I think I earn about 2.5p if you buy that one. We're going to carry on now. Last year they came in second place, and if it wasn't for Norway, we could have maybe all been trying to work out how to get to Iceland this year. As it was, perhaps we're saved from an ecologically disastrous Eurovision trip, but will Iceland's volcanic ash make any difference to the impact of Hera Björk's song and Je ne sais quoi? Yeah.
I know.
I have to say that I actually didn't mind that. I think I would maybe sway my hips to it with a libation deep within me. And it's the kind of thing that I wouldn't mind in my body pump class.
Oh, do you think that would that get you going? Would that pump you up?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be jigging about. Like, I'd probably stack on a few bits of extra weight on the bar just to really challenge myself. But ironically, I did think it was a man and it's a woman singing, so...
Yeah, actually, she looks like an older, not so pretty, and I don't mean this in a bad way, Adele.
Iceland seems to have this production line of Eurovision. In previous years, the backing singers from the previous song have gone on to sing the next year. So 2008's backing singers actually sung in 2009. Hera was backing singer in 2008 and in 2009. So and like, now is being promoted to the front spot.
It's like passing the torch.
Yeah, I mean, you get a little go of it at the back of the stage and you get to step forward and you get to fall flat on your face. And I think that is going to be of benefit to her. But... And the problem here is she can't do much on stage. In the videos that we've seen, she can stand behind a microphone and sing, or she can jump off the top of a diving board in a swimming pool and sing. But so there's not a lot of dynamicism in the picture. And the song is good, and the song is going to be great for Eurovision fans, but for global appeal, or certainly European appeal, I'm not quite sure there's enough there to kick it over the line.
I don't know. I might disagree with this because she doesn't necessarily need to do anything. This track reminds me of sort of bass hunter-y, you know, techno European trash music, which is really popular. So I can see some, you know, pretty crazy dancing going on behind her, like there being a story, a big sort of...
She could come on buck naked. They're not going to win because of the collapse of the Bank of Iceland, and that's just a fact.
And of course, we're all cleaning our windows and not getting any transport around the UK because of that stupid volcano!
Yeah, no, they've ruined it for everyone. So, I mean, it's a good effort. I think probably it could have won had it been 2 years ago or 2 years from now. But I actually think you'll be lucky if you get an Icelandic winner for the next 10, because that's how petty the other countries are. So no, it's a no from me.
And yeah, I'm with you. It's a no from me.
I am actually going to give this a maybe. I think this is going to be a quite strong entry for Ireland in top 10. I don't think it has enough to take it up into the dizzying heights of winning, and neither do I think it has enough niche appeal that it might gather lots of 8, 7, and 6 points to allow it to go up through the middle in a crowded contest. So it is a maybe from me. Israel up next, one of those countries where everybody goes, hold on, it's Eurovision. That's Israel. I don't remember that being close to us at all. But anyway, Harel Scat is the singer there, and this is Milim.
Yeah, to me, that's just filth. It reminded me of one of those French ballads, that you would get in some film or whatever. I mean, that's the ramblings of a diseased mind.
Well, I'm glad that you're speaking from the heart with it.
And on his own, because Israel do not have nuclear weapons targeted on Scotland yet.
No, thanks, Bruce. Now we're going to go into some crazy nuclear warfare because you've insulted their Steve Brookstein.
Oh, Steve, we're sorry.
Well,
are we?
I'm not sorry. I think he's got more money than either of us have.
Yes, don't pity him. No, we don't need to.
Don't pity him. He's working at Butlins every week, and you don't get nothing for that. Mm-mm. It's good. Yeah, I just think that's nonsense. Do you know?
Yeah, no, it's one of those typical Boden ballads, going back to sort of the Atomic Kitten / Croatian entry. I think that this is another one where we're all going to be sitting at home like, hurry up.
That is depressing.
It's not great. I know we're sounding pretty negative on the Eurovision front right now, but that is definitely a miss.
I liked Iceland. They're just not going to win because of what they've done to the world. So think on. And there's the supermarket.
Okay, right then. Hit miss or maybe on Israel. This might be controversial or it might be a whitewash.
I know. Nil pois.
No, and I don't care about nuclear weapons. Not interested. Don't have the time.
And it is a miss for me because I cannot see the song going anywhere either. Sorry, Israel, we're not having to try and work out how to get out to Tel Aviv next year. Right, one song to go in this issue of Jukebox Jury, and this one is, I think, going to split fan opinion and the rest of the world right down the middle. It's Ireland's entry, the perennial superstars of Eurovision, if all you can remember from Eurovision is the 1980s and that episode of Father Ted. It's Niamh Kavanagh and It's For You. Let the light of my love shine bright. When I'm high, it's for the lonely. When I pray, it's for the lost and strayed. When I love like there's no tomorrow, no more. Even listening to that track here in the jury room, there's already split opinions. Bruce, you've decided that you're not for this song.
No, that, I mean, that really, that I suppose that rips my knitting. That's just, it's parochial. It'd be fine if it was on an Irish tourist ad. I think that's okay. But no, I can't be doing with it. Just whimsical. Just nonsense.
You mean you don't go for the standard Eurovision motifs of having the penny whistle coming in and the key change at 1 minute to go? Doesn't do anything for you?
No, I think this is just the acceptable form of music racism, to be quite honest with you. I do.
I completely disagree. This is Ireland at their best.
See, this is the point. Just to point out, Lynn, of course, is the hardcore Eurovision fan, and Bruce is the person who watches it because there's a party every year. And it's splitting down the way I thought it was. The hardcore Eurovision fans are just... This is just a complete fan wank of a song.
Yeah, no, I think this is going to go probably all the way. It has all the classic elements you need for a good Eurovision song, and particularly of their country. So you have to have something that's sort of representative of what you guys do. Tin Whistle kind of takes you back to Titanic and the sadness. And
an American film.
Yes, but you know, it was made in, the ship was made in Belfast. So, you know, you're getting that lovely Irish sort of melancholy. And then, of course, they're only famous for Eurovision, so they're going to have to really step
that's
up.
That's not true.
Your entire argument is they're going to win Eurovision because this song sounds a little bit like Titanic that the Irish built 98 years ago.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's what. And listen, mark my words, everybody get your betting on now and then cut me into a price.
I'm sorry, my betting is this isn't even going to get out the semi-final.
No way! You are delusional. This is going all the way, guys.
I can't believe your ignorance thinking that this is all Ireland has. What about Bewitched, for Christ's sakes?
Oh, I did forget about them. Yeah,
well,
sorry.
You know what I mean? And Boyzone. I just think, well, if you look at something like, I suppose the Corrs, not that they were really my kind of taste, whatever, but they were successful and they were relatively contemporary.
And you too?
Yeah, not keen on that. He's disappeared up his own hole.
And Guinness?
Guinness, yeah. But I don't like Guinness.
Like, listen, that song sounds like you would have a Guinness in your hand, and I'm betting that we're going to see elements of
or
this.
Or a potato.
I mean, all of those things would be great. A little leprechaun dancing.
I think this has gone too far. I mean, they have got a previous winner back, okay? So Niamh won it in the middle of Ireland's We Can Do No Wrong, we're winning it every single year. The video itself actually has a framed signed picture of her singing the winning Eurovision song on the wall as you go past in the video.
Isn't that tautology?
Yeah, and it's just... You know, there is a comedic handbook of things that a Eurovision song must have if you're British. And this ticks every single box. The problem is, it's not the mid-90s anymore. Eurovision has just moved on from songs like this. It's in a strong second semi-final. I don't think that she will actually get out the semi-finals. And if she does, I think it will do nowhere. In a year of ballads, it's another ballad from a woman who, again, in the same way that Iceland has a problem, is not going to be able to put on a strong stage visual performance and has to rely on the vocals. I just don't see this going anywhere.
I respect your opinion, but I would like to wholeheartedly disagree. They have the luck of the Irish. That's why that phrase was coined. And that will take them all the way. This is going to be a hit. Just mark my words.
Well, you've really nailed your colours to the mast there. I'm going to say it's a maybe, but erring on a no.
I'm actually going to go fully no.
All right, okay. Well, I'll say what I think. It's tripe.
You lot are disgusting. Oh. You're disgusting. Yeah.
So there we have. Not a high scoring one, actually. We've got Turkey and Ireland on 18 and everybody else kind of falling by the wayside. So the question we have to ask now we've had those five go through is, can either Turkey or Ireland win the contest? Let's take Ireland first and carry on that debate. I don't even think it's going to get out the semi-finals. So in that case, it can't win. And even if it did, it's going to be stuck with a bundle of other ballads. The worst thing that could happen to Ireland is they have to sing right before or right after Iceland.
Right. I think that we're probably... If it's not going to win, which I do hope it does, because they need a little bit of something to shout about, I think it's probably going to go top 10. I do. And I think Turkey maybe top 20. I'm going to maybe...
There's only 25 countries and Britain is one of them. So top 20 is pretty big prediction.
I think that Turkey will go top 20, somewhere within that sort of nice, comfortable 16 to maybe 14 mark.
See, I think Turkey's top 5.
No.
And I think Turkey have a strong chance of winning.
I think at a push, top 10. And I just don't think Ireland... I think Ireland will be top 20, but it's such an old-fashioned song. And you're right with what you say. It's like a poor man's My Heart Will Go On.
Maybe we should go and watch Titanic after this.
So there we go there. Inconclusive from the jury on the winners, but certainly we don't have a clear favourite coming out of that. All remains to me for this episode of Eurovision Jukebox Jury to thank Bruce Devlin for coming along.
Thank you very much.
Thank Limba Crosland as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all out there for listening. If you just stumbled over the podcast, bit.ly/ESC podcast will take you to the subscription page and you can make sure you never miss a show after now. But for now, it's time to play the electrical guitars.